This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know
it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Yeah, well, rocking and rolling, as they say. We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studio. National Mortgage Lending, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Taz and Moose. Taz is here. Moose is not on vacay. He is on vacay, I should say. Andrew Bogus, AB, sitting in this week here for the Moose. And you can call the show anytime you'd like. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And you can listen to the show. Maybe you're listening to the show, I should say. One of our great affiliates across this great country of ours on CBS Sports Radio. Or maybe you're checking us out on Sirius XM Channel 206. And Channel 206 across all platforms that Sirius XM offers. 206 is the home for CBS Sports Radio, and that's the home for Taz and the Moose every day, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. So, without any further ado, if you just joined the show, you missed a lot. We had a lot of headlines. That's why we do something called the three. Let's hit that. 3, 2, 1, go.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Bryce Harper brings down the house with his home run derby win.
Keep forgetting that there's that canned audio, but now I'm good. Yes, Bryce Harper definitely tore down the house for sure in his hometown. Well, not really hometown. He's from Vegas. But in his home sports town where he plays baseball for the Nationals. And, yeah, him and Kyle Schwarber.
There you go.
Came down to basically two of the best cuts and swings in the game. And it came down to 19-18. Bryce just basically inches out Kyle. I'll tell you what, AB, we talked a lot about this in our first segment earlier today at 6 a.m. Eastern. I felt that this was an awesome home run derby. I enjoyed it very much. I watched just about the whole thing until I conked out when it got to the finals because I wake up early for work. So I thought all the guys looked really good. From Bregman, the only American League guy in this thing, to Max Muncy, who had a great first round with 17 home runs. And Baez only had 16. He lost to Muncy in the first round. And people were shocked that he didn't advance.
I thought it was a great night. I thought it was drama. I thought there were rallies. There were come-from-behind wins. There were upper-deck shots. There were opposite-field shots. It was just fun. It was about as fun as it could be.
And to your point, it was fun. Because of the way this format has changed with the 4-minute clock, it adds a lot of tension, a lot of sense of urgency. It makes it feel like a real legitimate competition as opposed to when it used to be, okay, let's get 10 outs. All right. Oh, wow. Look at this, man. Bobby Abreu, he's already got a... Man, it's like you're sitting there for hours. Like, enough. I'm sick of it.
And I don't know whose idea it was, but the added dimension of... like personalized bats, Harper, the American flag.
Good
other guys
point.
Had designs on there.
Good point, yeah.
As we're striving and searching for ways for baseball to be a little more fun, a little cooler.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
A little more individualized. Maybe this is the future. Maybe letting guys wear funky cleats and funky batting gloves and funky bats might be helpful.
No doubt. Let them go. Let them go and let them just keep hitting dingers. And like I said, the name of this thing should not be the Home Run Derby. It should be called Dinger Derby. That's what it should be called. Dinger Derby.
That's Dinger Jones or Derby Jones?
Dinger Derby City Jones.
Okay.
That's what it should be called. But so the winner is Bryce Harper. His dad, Ron, I believe his name is.
Yeah, he's the real winner.
Well, because he's a muscular guy with a big beard, and people are enamored with this. Why, I don't know. But the man is in great shape.
Jealousy.
I guess maybe if you walked into a gym once in a while, you wouldn't feel so subservient to a guy with muscles. So
I'll show you my gym card.
I don't need to see anything you have, including your card. So the thing is this. Bryce Harper and his dad, they went into this thing wanting this, AB. You could tell they wanted it. You could see how serious they were, dude. And it must have been humid as hell there because him and Kyle Schwarber, they were hanging out in the back under the ground there by the clubhouse, by that AC. It's like a little funnel AC unit.
Yeah.
And you could see they must have been sweating their rear ends off. They were trying to stay cool in between. But Bryce Harper, to my point, he and his dad, they wanted this thing. They went in this thing to win it. And Bryce Harper needs this right now. He's batting 214. The Nationals suck. And they need anything they can get. And this was a big shot in the arm, maybe for Bryce Harper, and maybe he'll get his batting average up and his home runs up during the year, and things will be great for Bryce Harper.
Yeah, I mean, the home runs and the RBI are fine right now. It's that 214 batting average. Maybe it is. Maybe he wasn't having fun. Maybe this, Jeff Passan wrote a column at Yahoo Sports that this is the night that Bryce Harper got a smile back. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's just been in a funk, and this will get him out of it. And then he'll surge, and then the Nats will surge, and things will get closer to what we expected in the National League East. I don't have
high
supreme
hopes.
Confidence
you don't have high
in
hopes.
That.
Yeah.
But it's on the table.
Yeah, that's great. Speaking of surging, let's surge on to number two.
Number two.
Le'Veon Bell turns down contract from the Steelers.
Yeah, turned down a lot of money, a $70 million contract to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kind of crazy, but if you think about it, I mean, final offer for Bell, reported by Ian Rappaport, was 5 years, $70 million, with more than $30 million over 2 years, where last year's offer was 5 years, $60 million. So it's a heavy deal, man, to turn down that kind of money. He wants to get paid as the top NFL player for the most part, AB, as opposed to a top running back.
Yeah, it's hard to think whatever flaws in this deal might have existed from the Bell perspective. It's just hard to think that something like this is going to be out there next year. Obviously, you know, some one team could be the outlier and do something silly and give him the money he wants. But I mean, I feel like in hindsight, they're gonna rue the day they didn't say yes to 5 and 7.
Basically, the narrative from the Bell camp and Bell is that this, more or less, without putting words in his mouth, this will be his last year, the 2018 season as a Pittsburgh Steeler, and then he'll be in the open market or whatever. And the thing is, he'll be 27 years old then, and God willing, he can stay healthy this year.
Right.
He's going to have a lot of hits on him. He's got a lot of hits on him now, but more hits by in a year from now.
Now there was the report that he might sit out the first half of the year.
I don't think that's going to
come back so he accrues a full season of work, therefore the contract holds and he can move and do whatever next offseason.
He's saying he's going to have his best season yet.
He did say that yesterday. That's the freshest thing from him, is that this is going to be his best year, and he'll, you know, the Steeler fans will get all, he'll get his all this year, but we'll see.
Speaking of fresh, we got a fresh BCS coming up, folks, right after this bit. Well, actually, a little while we're doing that, right? Because I plugged it early, but we didn't get a chance to get to it. All right, let's go to number three.
Number three.
Jacob DeGrom's agent, Mets should trade Jacob if not interested in a long-term deal.
You know how Mikey B's trying to sound very, he's very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like newsman sounding, like very.
Announcer Jones.
Very succinct.
Why? Because I'm not in these meetings. Why can he not just read those single sentences live into a microphone while you're doing it?
Well, that's part of the creative meeting. That part wasn't my idea, but I support what we do here on the show. I'm a team player. I cannot tell you that because you're not really part of this team, even though you think you are. So
no, I know I'm not. That's why I'm asking, thinking that maybe you might tell me as an outsider.
It gives us a different feel. That's one of the main reasons. It's a different feel than, let's say, when we're doing another segment here called Leftovers. So it's a little bit of
love
a different
leftovers.
Feel. I know you do. I know. You're the inspiration behind it. All right. We were talking about here. We're talking about Jacob DeGrom, right? All right. Well, you know, it's not often we talk about the New York Mets here because if you live in the New York area or the tri-state area, you listen to WFAN and you do that here locally. But for those across the country, this is a top story with a guy like Jacob DeGrom, who I really hope the Mets, I would hope that DeGrom retires a Met. DeGrom basically said he wants to be with the Mets forever and just wants to stick it out with the Mets, and I don't think it's going to happen. I think they got value in him right now, where there's value in him, I should say, in him right now to maybe, you know, move him and help a team that is in dead last in the NL East and needs a lot of help right now. So Jacob DeGrom, his agent's basically saying that if the Mets are not interested in signing him long term, then you know what? They should consider trading him. So I could see that. You know, DeGrom wants some security. He's earned that, to have that kind of, let's lock it down. He's earned that. He's great, and I hope he plays great tonight in the All-Star game. I really does. He's a sole Met, right? So hopefully he does well.
I mean, this is a guy that the Mets kind of locked into. I mean, he's a ninth-round pick. He was a shortstop at Stetson, and all of a sudden, he's now developed into being one.
Stetson? I didn't know that. Wow, I did not know that.
One of the best pitchers in baseball. I mean, in the argument, if this game wasn't in D.C., maybe he's the starting pitcher for the National League, a 1.68 ERA. He should be a Met for life, and we're going further and further down the road of him not being a Met next year.
Yeah.
This is not a move that happens in the next 2 weeks before the deadline, but when we get to the winter again, all bets are off the way the Mets run things and the way they seem to be ham-handed. And any success they've had in the last decade basically has been in spite of the inability of them to run a crisp, clean, useful franchise.
Man, that's the truth right there. Well said, AB. DeGrom sitting there, and he's 30 years old, you know, and he's making, I think he's making like 7.5 mil, 7.4 mil, something like that. So it makes him a very, you know, he's an attractive target for teams as a trade has got to be traded, you know. So he's the real dealio. You know, he can, you know, he's a baller. You know, he's definitely a great pitcher. So we'll see what happens. So there's your threes. And again, if you missed any of the content here on Taz and the Moose at any time, I said this earlier, maybe you're just joining now, join the show now on one of the affiliates, you can always catch up to the show every day, you know, for free on the podcast version of the show. So we give a lot of content here every day, 3 hours per day, Monday through Friday. So you might miss some stuff, and that can happen. So if you do, it's very simple just to go to the podcast and check it out. And speaking of podcasts, if I don't mind plugging something, my own wrestling podcast, The Taz Show, I will plug this myself right now. For those that maybe listen to the show that love wrestling content, I actually recorded something that you might like, AB. This is actually, I did a thing like basically about Hulk Hogan and The Rock. You're familiar with these two guys, even though you're not a diehard wrestling fan. These are household names from two different generations as wrestlers. So I basically did a deep, detailed conversation on these two big megastars, their in-ring personas, and a podcast on this, basically. Talk about who you got. You got The Rock. Who would you want to lead your promotion if you owned a wrestling promotion? You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's what we did here on The Taz Show. So you can get that over at Apple Podcasts. Same spots you find Taz and the Moose, the podcast, at Apple Podcasts or radio.com. So has anybody in the room listened to The Taz Show recently? Anyone?
I have not.
Okay. Pete the Body, maybe you have?
I have, yes.
Don't be afraid, Pete. We embrace you here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You can violate your 10-second rule to compliment the podcast.
While we're at it.
There's no time constraints on that.
It's time for Pete's podcast.
Well, I feel bad for Pete because he wanted to delve into it, but he knows that you or if Moose is here, you're kissing Taz's butt, all that kind of stuff.
I was going to sit this one out.
That's not possible for you.
I'm not going to trample on your promotion.
No, there's a three. So, and also, let you guys know, so we're going to do a BCS in a little while, and in that BCS, I feel like we've been plugging this for over a week, this BCS.
Yeah, since Friday.
Yes. So, it's Al Pacino, Leonardo DiCaprio, and LeBron James. So these guys were in Los Angeles last week, right? It was a dinner they were at. So these three monster stars. So already LeBron is in the bougie zone of Hollywood and walking around with his Lakers shorts with two of the biggest...
Oh, those shorts.
Bigger actors in the acting realm. Well, Pacino, not as much now. He's a lot older, but still a mega, mega star. And Leo also, as we call him here on Taz.
Acting!
So, yes. Acting! Yes, so that's the deal.
Brilliant!
Thank you! Thank
you! So, that BCS, you could call in if you want with that BCS in a little while. 855-212-4227. Again, it's Al Pacino, Leonardo DiCaprio, and LeBron James. That should be a lot of fun, AB.
I wish I was at the dinner before we even get to that. I need to be fancy.
Well, no, there's no need to be fancy. All right, we're going to go to break and do that in a second. So anyway, so we hear that Amazon is upping its Prime membership fee from $99 to $119 for free shipping. That's a 20% hike. Crazy, right? Well, that's not cheap, especially when Walmart offers free two-day shipping with no membership fee. And that is obviously a way better deal. A better deal and an extra $119 in your pocket. Think about what you can do, guys, with an extra $119. Well, for me, I will go to Walmart, freeshipping.com, And I will delve into some outdoor furniture, some PVC chairing, or seating is the right word, not chairing. Maybe I'm looking to bring more birds into my sanctuary. Maybe a feeder, a bird feeder. I see several on the site here for Walmart. So here's the deal, guys. Everybody listening, what would you rather do with an extra $119? Well, while you're thinking about it, go to walmartfreeshipping.com for the chance to instantly win a $119 Walmart gift card and be registered for the $1,119 grand prize drawing. That's walmartfreeshipping.com for complete rules and details. 2 business day shipping, minimum $35 order, restrictions apply.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Player of the Week is brought to you by Granger. Let's take a look at the one who get it done. This week is Bryce Harper. The Nats slugger belted 19 home runs in his final round to capture the 2018 Home Run Derby. The Player of the Week was brought to you by Granger. Delivering the products that keep your facility running is what Granger does best. They've been doing it for 90 years. Visit Granger.com for whatever you need, whenever you need it. Granger. For the ones who get it done. Speaking of get it done, we got Brad Heller here with the latest sports update. What?
We get it.
What? What's the matter?
No, nothing. I'm sorry.
What's your problem now?
No, nothing.
Do you have an outrage like that again? Is it going to be a problem here? Right now. I don't know what the hell that was about. What's his problem, Brad?
I don't know. Was that a personal slight in your mind?
I don't know what his problem is. The guy's got like an issue with me or something. I don't know what his problem is. Yesterday he was fine and dandy. And I don't know what AB's problem is.
I mean, he wheeled his chair like all the way back as far as it can go and just yelled to
He just had it out.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt your precious update, Brad.
Well, I was doing a throw to the update man.
Right.
I don't know what was so wrong.
Nothing was wrong.
I complimented. I said, the guy who gets it done, he gets it done.
Always gets it done.
All right. So
daily.
So that bothers you?
No, I'm sorry. I misheard you.
Then what is your problem?
Me. I'm my own problem.
We're going to have a post-production meeting about this.
Seriously.
Brad, you're not invited. All right, Brad, how about that sports update, buddy?
All right, guys. Hometown favorite Bryce Harper put on a show in the Home Run Derby in Washington. 9 homers on his last 10 swings to tie the Cubs' Kyle Schwarber, and then one more in extra time to win it 19-18. Harper's pitcher was his dad, Ron.
He hit my barrel, you know, 9 straight or something like that. And, I mean, I couldn't be more fortunate to have him thrown to me. You know, so blessed and, you know, I got one of the best, you know, families in all of the world, and just so happy to be able to share that moment with him and share that moment with my family.
Harper ended up with 45 home runs. He's the third player to win the Derby in his home park, and he's going to bat 6th for the National League tonight in the All-Star game. Another hometown favorite will get the start on the mound, Max Scherzer.
So many emotions when you know that you're pitching in your home park. This is such an honor for the All-Star game to be here. Seeing the hometown players and how the fans get behind the hometown players, it's always been a special moment.
And Scherzer's third All-Star start after the same pitching matchup as last year's All-Star game. Scherzer opposite Chris Sale of the Red Sox. Sale just the third pitcher to start 3 consecutive All-Star games along with Lefty Gomez and Robin Roberts. Following Scherzer out of the bullpen for the NL is going to be Jacob deGrom, his agent making headlines yesterday saying the Mets should give the right-hander a contract extension or trade him now. DeGrom made his desires clear.
Like I said, I've really enjoyed my time here. And I've said before that I would love to keep playing here. I would love to play here for my whole career. So I think it's just kind of deciding what we see as the future.
DeGrom can become a free agent in 2020 when he'll be 32. Meanwhile, MLB.com says the Phillies are the favorites to land Manny Machado. The Orioles are reportedly going to wait until after the All-Star game to make a deal. NFL news, no long-term contracts for the 4 franchise tag players before yesterday's deadline. That includes Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell. His agent says 2018 will likely be Bell's last season in Pittsburgh. The others who didn't agree to deals, Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence, Rams safety LaMarcus Joyner, Lions defensive end Ziggy Ansah. From the NHL, the Ducks giving Adam Henrique a 5-year, $29 million deal. Elias Lindholm gets $29 million over 6 years from the Calgary Flames. Guys?
All right, Brad. Brad, we appreciate that very much.
Great
Thank
job,
you, my
Brad.
Friend.
My pleasure, guys.
Delivering as always.
I don't know what the problem is. If I'm coming the job the man does, I don't know what the problem is with UAB. You're starting to get a little full of yourself already.
I know I was. Been in a co-host role. Being...
You're a substitute teacher. Remember that.
Ego Jones.
Yeah, Ego Jones. Jones. You're right. Ego Jones.
Those are backhanded remarks to me. Hidden jabs at myself.
Well, when the moose finds out you're sitting in his chair, he's going to be upset with you.
Get the hell out of here.
That's what's going to happen to
you. He's not. The moose is cool with this.
Yeah. He's cool with it before he went to vacation. When he comes back from vacation, he might be a little ornery, as the word goes. And I know that feeling. I can tell you that right now. All right, it's time for a little BCS. Finally, bench, cut, start. Let's do it.
It's now time to bench, cut, or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench, cut, start. Here we go. So I laid this out earlier. Basically, what's going on here, we're doing a bench cut start, a BCS, with Al Pacino, Leonardo DiCaprio, and LeBron James. Now, it sounds like a weird mix, but there is something to this. These three men last week, they went to dinner at some bougie restaurant, fancied it up, had a powwow, as we call it. Is that what happened? Right, Mikey B? They had a little convo, a little powwow, right?
Yeah, I was not... with them, so I don't know exactly what they did talk about, but I imagine stuff that I'll never dream of.
Big stuff, right? Big stuff, yeah. So we're going to do a bench cut start. It just I don't know whose idea this was. It's epic. Maybe epic's a stretch, but it sounded much better when it was on paper. So here we go. Bench cut start. I will go first. How about that? Okay. I'm going to cut. I'm sorry. And take two. Fix that in the podcast. Take two. I'm going to bench Al Pacino. I'm going to cut Leo. And I'm going to start Bron. Okay? I am going to bench Al Pacino. He's a legend. Scarface Jones, Dog Day Afternoon, all the Scent of a Woman. What was that line he said in Scent of a Woman? Wah, wah! No, what was it? No, what did he say? What was the line he said, Mike? You know, line.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it was a line he said. It was a famous line. All right, whatever. No one here knows. Ba, 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 wah, wah. So.
I think he just made a noise, didn't he? Just go like, wow.
He did that too, but he did say something. I just
can't.
Can't
remember
what it was.
I can smell it. Wow.
Said a line. I don't remember what the hell it was. It was, man. Yeah. All right, we get it.
Woo-ah.
There it is. Woo-ah.
So it wasn't noise.
Al Pacino, I'm cutting him, plus he's older than dirt. All right? Now, that's the first thing. I love Al. I do. I love Pacino. But he was in The Godfather, too, wasn't he? That's a really old movie. But anyway, I liked him. My favorite movie he was in was probably Dog Day Afternoon. Did you ever see that, A.B.?
No.
It's an old
movie.
Did
not see that.
From like the early 80s, I think, or late 70s. It was an amazing movie. You know what else? Oh, that was Dustin Hoffman. I confused him. What was the movie with the dentist? Is it safe? Is it safe? Remember that movie? Is it safe? Space Jam! I'm going to kill Pete. Is it safe?
How is Pete funnier with buttons than with his own words?
He's actually funnier as a person. He's not funny with buttons.
That's tomorrow's 1v1.
So anyway, it's not a bad idea, buddy. What was I just saying? What was I just asking the question?
Something about dentists and Pacino and...
Yeah, it was the movie, not Pacino's, it was Dustin Hoffman, veering off a little bit. Dustin Hoffman, Marathon Man, that's the movie, Marathon Man.
Haven't seen that one either.
Dude, if you like old movies, watch that, what you're blushing. It's a little freaky. Is it safe? You'll hear that line in the movie.
Okay.
He's getting his face drilled in by a dentist that's trying to interrogate him from some thing. All right, so anyway, well said. That's that movie review. All right, Al Pacino, you benched in regards to Taz. We're cutting Leo. Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm cutting him. I don't like him. I never liked him. I don't think he's even that talented. I'm not a fan of his. I know he's over like Rover. I know people love him. The chicks dig him. I understand that. The female people love him. I know that.
So eloquent.
I just don't like Leo DiCaprio. I don't like him. I don't like his swami face and his pretty cheeks and his pretty eyes. I don't like him. He's too pretty. And I'm starting LeBron James just because he's LeBron. He's the man, beast mode city. best athlete going, best basketball player in the world. He's a megastar, always conducts himself with class. I like Bron. We'll see what happens in L.A., but that's my BCS. Yeah, AB, you're up.
Thanks for having me, Taz.
Was I a little long-winded?
Going in order of BCS, I'm going to bench LeBron because he's LeBron.
Are you out of your mind?
I'm going to cut Leo. Now, I don't dislike him as strongly as you do, but he is a little
annoying, bro.
Swarmy, and I'm sure he would get annoying the quickest of the three.
Quickly.
And at some point, the pretty boy act and all the girls, and I, you know, I'm with him on all of his environmental causes, but at some point, like, enough's enough, Leo. We get it. So you're out.
Yeah, you're out.
You're cut.
That's right.
Which leaves Pacino as the starter because he's Pacino, and the conversation with him at dinner is going to go longer than it is with anybody else. Movies
you
he's
didn't
in.
Even know what movies I was doing, naming movies. You didn't even know he was in these movies.
Saw it the afternoon. Didn't see it. I know he was in it. I know it exists. I might even own the DVD. Have I hit play on it? No, but
did,
I know.
Did
it's
you
happened.
See Scarface?
I've seen Scarface.
A lot of cursing.
Saw Carlito's Way.
I saw that too.
Heat. Seen Heat. Seen the Godfathers. I got you here. The football movie. Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, he stunk. He stunk in that.
Willie Beeman, I'm in.
He stunk in that the football movie. He was also in, wait, would you just say Willie Beeman?
Willie Beeman, that's the baseball, Jamie Foxx's character.
I was thinking of something. He was also, I think Pacino was in Billy Bean, the movie with the ace.
He was in Moneyball?
Maybe he was not in.
No, that was Jonah Hill. They get confused all the time. That's good. Don't laugh, Pete. Wasn't funny.
You want to describe the look that I'm giving you right now?
I don't want to look at you right now. Angry.
Hey, I just, you know, Moose knows. The last movie I saw was Hooper. 1976 with Burt Reynolds.
Well, then why would you even suggest he was in Moneyball?
I know what Pacino's in. I got confused. I thought he was in Moneyball, but you're correct. I got confused with Any Given Sunday, which sucked, and he was in that, Al Pacino. So, okay, so you're going, you are
benching LeBron out of respect, cutting right. Leo, starting Pacino.
Okay. Let's quickly ask the guys behind the glass. Go ahead, Mike.
All right, I'll go first. Sorry, Pete. We're going to bench LeBron James for the B.
I'm shocked.
I'm cutting Al Pacino, and I'm starting Leo DiCaprio. As you guys have mentioned before, it's Bron, $400 million net worth, L.A. He's on the verge of becoming the start, but right now that goes to Leo.
Oh, what's LeBron? That? LeBron.
Yeah, he's benched. I'm cutting Al Pacino. I know you guys have enjoyed his flicks, but the only movie on the list of his that I really enjoyed was Dick Tracy, to be fair.
Shocking. You are fired.
Okay. Yeah.
Great movie.
Just pack up your stuff and go.
Okay. And then I'm starting Leonardo DiCaprio. He's worth a lot of money. Women seem to adore and love him. And he's quite a good actor. I have to say, I really did enjoy him in Catch Me If You Can with Tom Hanks, 2002.
The doors to your right.
He's really not that good of an actor at all. He's just, he hit the timing.
No, he's a good actor.
No, he's not. The timing was good for the kid. Please, give me a break. I know about acting. I've been around actors my whole career. Acting! All right, Pete, go. You got about 4 seconds.
I agree with everything Rob Bogus said, except anything that made fun of you, Taz.
Thank you. He's so good at
well
this.
Well said. That was 6 seconds, though. Well said, yes. Well said. All right, good. So there you go. There's another successful BCS. So it's you know, this was a long time coming at BCS.
It
actually, when I was setting it up, I felt like, you know, this is not, we've done a lot of BCSs, Moose and I, here in the 7 months. And I felt like that one was not going to be that good. And I got to tell you, I think it actually came off pretty good.
You know who saved it, Mike?
No, I think you and I had good opinions on it. And those other guys had thoughts.
Leo won an Academy Award back in 2016 just to solidify he's a good actor. If you win an Academy Award, that's got to mean something.
Listen to me. Let me teach you something about awards, sir, and all that stuff and trophies.
It's another NARP thing going
here. Yeah, it's correct. It's all subjective. It's all BS. It's a work. It's inside games. Awards don't mean nothing to me. Okay, they mean nothing to me. I'm an award-winning podcaster. That only means I got to work harder. That doesn't mean anything to me. I don't care. You cannot live in that trophy mindset. That's the problem with society today.
And he has a Golden Globe.
Oh, that's a different story. I mean, if you got a Golden Globe, that's pretty.
That's legit. The one you're gonna get.
Well, because it's cool looking.
Right.
That's a big gold ball.
Right.
You know
MTV
what I mean?
Movie Award.
Nah.
No. MTV.
Now Blockbuster Award. Maybe.
It's funny. This is funny. You just said Blockbuster. I thought, remember the video stores Blockbuster?
Yeah, yeah.
I was driving in my old neighborhood the other, about 2 weeks ago, actually. And I saw a block. I remember where the Blockbuster video was. And then it used to be a Tower Records.
Oh, my goodness. And then it was a Borders bookstore. And then it was a Toys R Us.
Now it's a gigantic Dunkin' Donuts, like huge, all right. like a restaurant. And I'm like, well, great brand, by the way, Dunkin'.
Mm.
But I'm thinking of, when you said Blockbuster, I'm thinking Blockbuster. Just imagine, yeah. Two spot. And this is a corner spot, very popular
Tower
area.
Records.
But both of those, Blockbuster.
Yeah, then it was Nobody Beats the Wiz.
Yeah. For those younger fans out there, younger people listening. So Blockbuster used to be this place that sold videotapes, and you don't even know what that is, do you? So, yeah, and then Tower Records was this place that used to sell CDs. You don't even know what that is, because you get your movies, you get your music on a link, what do you call it, MP3 Jones.
What's the age cutoff for not knowing what Blockbuster is? I'm curious about, like, when...
That's a good question.
How young are you, but still know what Blockbuster is?
That sounds like a question for a poll on the social media. I think that the team will do that. I will give you an answer. I would say, ask the question one more time.
Like, what's the age cutoff for knowing what Blockbuster is? Not necessarily that you've been in one, but that you don't need Blockbuster explained to you.
28 years old.
Ooh, I think it's lower than that.
Really?
Yeah. Go. Connor's outside. Connor's a baby. See, let's go ask him what he thinks about
Connor's
Blockbuster.
Connor's a baby. No, no, wait. Well, how old's Connor? Connor is
like 11 or 12. I don't know.
Connor just graduated college, so he's got to be 22, 23.
My son's 19. He had no idea what neither were.
Really?
Tower Records and Block. But he's 19. So, you know, he's in that same realm that, you know, Connor's older, obviously. But, you know, I would say more like 28 years old. I think you would know at 28. You don't agree?
I think it's a little too recent.
Hmm. Blockbuster video. Yeah, I tell you, I spent a lot of money in the Blockbuster. It used to be a pretty cool concept. You used to rent the videos and stuff like that. But, God, we've come a long way since then, right? Think about it.
I feel like there was a story recently where a guy still somehow owed Blockbuster like $217 and he was in danger of going to jail for not paying his late fees.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that used to happen a lot. I didn't do that. I was not one of those guys.
No, you're an upstanding citizen.
Oh, very. I don't do that. I pay my debts to society.
Mikey's What's back.
Up? I can't find Connor. He's not out there.
He's probably at the playground. All right, so anyway...
He's getting his chocolate milk.
All right, so we're going to do leftovers in a little bit. And that's one of my favorite segments on the show here. Moose and I both love when we do leftovers. Mikey B, you know, does a good job on the leftovers when he gathers up all the info, all the stuff we didn't get a chance to cover on the show. So sit tight. We'll be right back here. Taz the Moose with AB sitting in. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Oh, just a little follow-up on the Blockbuster video conversation convo that we had in the previous segment. There was only one, that's right, you heard it, folks, one Blockbuster video left, and it's in the great state of Oregon. Okay? Oregon. I thought it was Alaska, Mike.
No, two just closed in Alaska. There's one left.
During the break, two just closed. Two just closed during the break, Taz. There's one in Oregon now. Yes, yeah, so how about that? It's crazy. It's a different world we live in, folks. It's a different world. But about that...
we're going to be okay. We're going to survive.
We're definitely going to be fine. By the way, real quick, before we get into leftos, did you hear about LeVar Ball, his latest deal? What you said about the his son's newest teammate?
You know what? I didn't, because I try not to know anything about him.
Oh,
so,
he makes me sick. I can't stand
mad that you and Mike have put this in front of me. I was doing really well.
I just talked about it. I don't think there's anything in front of you unless it's a verbal thing. But, yeah, apparently LeVar Ball, correct me if I'm wrong on this, I think he's basically, so I'm not reading, I'm just going off the top of what I've heard. He's saying that he made a statement, LeVar Ball did, that he could beat LeBron James.
Back in his prime.
Right. When he was peak LeVar Ball, right, he could have beaten LeBron one-on-one.
He's too weak. He's saying LeBron is too weak, like physically can't handle how big and strong LeVar was.
Yeah, same argument against Michael Jordan, right, versus peak LeVar Ball. This is the one reason why LeBron should never be forgiven for becoming a Laker, or a Laker, is because he has forced this buffoon back into our lives.
This is where I agree with you, but there's something you don't realize. The man with the power in this whole deal out there in Los Angeles is LeBron James. So Mr. LeVar Ball, you better be careful that your son Lonzo, who LeBron seems like he likes, because if LeBron gets to a point where he's sick of hearing you, Daddy, your kid can be gone.
Out.
Quick.
Out.
Quick. So, because if you don't think LeBron is pulling some strings with Magic Johnson, since he's been a Laker and coming in there, dude, LeVar needs to be careful. You can say what you want to say about the great Michael Jordan. Fine, that's just chatter. Michael Jordan wasn't Lonzo's teammate. So you got to be careful, LeVar Ball. Keep your trap shut. All right, leftovers. Here we go.
It's time now to dig into some leftovers with Taz and the Moose. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
I got to ask you a question, AB. I think I'm a little, before we get into leftovers, I'm not too aggressive on here, am I? I worry about that.
No, not to me at least.
I got Mike.
Would you have a problem with the Cardinals hiring Mark McGwire as their full-time manager?
No, sir. I think that'd be awesome. I talked yesterday. I don't want anybody here on the show to say, well, you said this yesterday about what's his name, Joe Girardi. I would like it if Joe Girardi. I think that'd be great if Joe Girardi was the St. Louis Cardinals manager because he played there and all that stuff. But Mark McGwire, sign me up. I understand everything. I understand with PDs and all that stuff. But let me just tell you something. Mark McGwire, I believe he's the bench coach right now for the Padres, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
So he's still in the game, been in the game, coaching, yada, yada. Mark McGwire, to me, sign me up. He was the face of the Cardinals for years. The man. Jeez. What's his nickname? Big Daddy? What was his nickname? I can't remember his nickname.
Big Mac.
Big Mac. Big Mac. Big Mac. A name you'll never be, AB.
No, never. I do have a problem with it. I just can't verbalize why. It doesn't seem right. And he's paid his dues. I will give him that. I mean, he's been a hitting coach. He's a bench coach now.
You don't see.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I haven't forgiven him.
Oh, stop.
For being a cheat and lying. I guess that's what it is.
All your heroes in sports are cheats. Wake up, all you people.
How dare you say that Gary Carter and Mark Messier are cheats?
Listen, what I'm saying, I don't want to stereotype all athletes, but I got news for you people out there and UAB and anybody else that doubts. Look,
Edgardo Alfonso broke no rules. So
I think you get my drift. I got no problem with Mark McGwire, Big Mac, being the head cheese, the manager, the skipper, as they call it in baseball, of the St. Louis Cardinals. I think it'd be a good thing. I really do. That'd be another good poll for the social media team to put out there. All right. Next. I got that look like they're closed. They went home. I'm like, wow, the social media team, it's morning.
It is summer. Tuesday. Come on.
Well, I have a fear of doing too many polls at once and they can get pulled out.
You're in charge of the team, so it's your call. It's your discretion at the end of the day.
Yeah, me and Patty will talk. And we'll let you know.
All right.
There's a report that the 76ers tried to hire Rockets GM Daryl Morey to fill their GM void, but he turned it down. Did he make the right decision?
He turned it down, or the Rockets said no?
I thought he turned it down.
I thought that the Rockets wouldn't let the Sixers come talk to him. Either way, Mike, forget about that part, because I was going to ask you to answer for me. Isn't Daryl Morey basically Sam Hinkie, and you didn't want Sam Hinkie anymore?
Well, I think Morey's track record has proven that he knows what he's doing. He's turned the franchise into a near contender.
Right,
a little different mentality.
Well, he wouldn't have to worry
There's no one available.
He wouldn't have to sweat. If he goes to the 76ers, he wouldn't have to sweat the Golden State Warriors and beg to get a win and to beat them. So we heard him grovel about the Sixers. I'm sorry, about the Golden State Warriors. I don't see this happening. I don't see this at all. Not on my new team, the 76ers. That's my team, by the way. I don't know if you heard.
Which NBA team did you abandon to become a Sixers fan?
I was a loosey-goosey.
I'm
a free agent.
I see. Okay.
I was hovering around the Celtics, depending on how they were doing. The Rockets I liked for a little while. Sixers I always liked. And then we did a thing here on the show, Moose and I, and I became a 76er fan. I don't think Daryl Morey's going at next.
Oregonian.
Would you rather be 26 years old and Kawhi Leonard, or 26 years old and Le'Veon Bell?
Oh, wow. That sounds like a 1v1.
That's the toughest question you may have asked anybody at any point in your entire life.
They're also both 26.
That was actually a good question. I'm not used to that, Mike.
No,
neither am I.
And he just passed out. He used all of his energy.
I don't know.
Maybe save this for tomorrow.
Good one, though. That's a good one, though, really. 26-year-old Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, you're not going to get run over by 26-year-old high-speed middle linebackers in the NFL. I'm going to be Kawhi.
No. But, I see what you're saying. You're talking about the performance of the athlete in the game. I'm thinking about their situations going on right now. They're both kind of in business funks in a way. Well, Kawhi, I don't see him being a Spur once the season starts. Just there's been so much stuff going on there. From Jump Street and the stuff with Le'Veon Bell, this has been going on for 2 years, and he's going to be there for another year. So I guess if I had to pick, Mike, I'd pick Le'Veon Bell. Why'd you make a face at me like you just passed wind?
Because he has nothing left. He can't answer any further questions.
He looked at me like, thanks.
Oh, I was waiting for that fancy Pete transition. I didn't get it, and then I just awkwardly stared at you.
Oh, it was weird. Okay.
Yeah, I'm left overed out.
Okay, let me get this straight. So we did a transitional sound effect with Romo, and then you had nothing.
Right.
So we transitioned for you just to say you have nothing left.
Correct.
So Oregonian. Reasons why you should be on the air, sir. All right, and by the way, Amy,
right.
Who would you rather be? Kawhi Leonard, 26?
No, I said Kawhi Leonard. I don't want to get run over and beat up by NFL players. Yeah, I want to be Kawhi Leonard.
Didn't have a steel chair.
Who's the bigger star?
Who's the bigger star, Kawhi or
That's tough.
I would say. Oh, that's another.
I'd say Mike Bell just because the NFL is more popular.
I'd agree.
By the way, John Heyman's reporting that the Dodgers have jumped the Phillies, and the Dodgers are now the front runners to get Manny
Machado.
Yeah, him. Yeah. Now, and again, the deal will be done by Friday.
Now listen to this. Now, Mike, did I not say this last week? Did I not say, what Moose and I hear, did I not say the Dodgers were going to have Machado? Manny Machado. I said this. Someone lock it in for me. Is there a memory lane? Remember that segment? Are we doing that anymore?
Well, I'm not a good enough editor to get that done in 10 seconds.
Well, maybe tomorrow.
That's a possibility.
All right.
Yeah, it just takes time because I have to find the sound. I have to edit it, cut it. I add music, splice it together. So in 15 seconds, that'd be a little too much for me.
Nobody cares about anything.
I'm not Pete Bilotti, all right?
Nobody cares about anything you're saying right now.
Right, just do it.
I've never seen Mike so chatty. It's interesting. As we wrap up another edition of Taz and the Moose with AB sitting in, I've
What's
never seen the producer.
Today?
Yeah, what is different about today?
It's like something's missing.
I don't get it.
Somebody.
But that
here.
Dodger, that Dodgers Machado
Down
thing,
the hall.
Manny Machado. I'm telling you, that's something that I think could happen because I talked about that last week, my friends. You heard me, my loyal followers. You know me. You know how I am with this stuff. My intuition. I've done this with wrestling into mainstream sports for years. You people know that I know. I have that intuition. I'm like clairvoyant. Right, so that's the deal. So tomorrow, on tap for tomorrow, we're probably going to do another 1v1. I know that for sure. There's a lot of things on the docket for 1v1 tomorrow. That's stuff that we've been discussing, I should say. AB has not been part of any of the discussions.
Nope.
But we could get AB involved. I think it'd be the right thing to do.
I'm busy today.
No, don't be a hot shot. You're not busy. I see what you do. You're not busy ever. So I think that we're definitely going to do a 1v1. A BCS could happen. That definitely could happen. We're going to see what happens with the All-Star game tonight in Washington, D.C., the Nationals, home park. So the American League versus the National League. Listen, good luck to the National League. That American League lineup is loaded. Okay, you got a lot of big bats in that son of a gun. So
Manny Machado!
Seventh.
Judge?
No, Machado 7, Judge is 6, and
six.
That's where they should be, which is ridiculous.
That lineup is sick, dude. Yo, I'm telling you, I really think that the American League wins the game by...
So the Mets will play game one of the World Series on the road. That's
going
to be a tough pill to swallow.
American League wins by 3. What do you got, AB? Who do you think wins the game?
I got the NL minus 1,075.
All right, on that note, for everybody who called the show, thank you for our guest, Blake Bortles-Jones, Twitter account. Thank you to him. and to beat the body, Mikey B. Thank you, thank you. AB, good job. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Out.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.